Nedarim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nedarim Bavli, Daf Choftes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, at Mishnah, Talacha Hei. Hare Natiris Ailu, Korban, Im Einan, Nixis, Vitalazu Korban, Im Einan, Nisrefes, Yesh Lehem Pidrin. One said these saplings will be Hegdish if they're not uprooted, or this task will be Korban, which means Hegdish. If it's not burned, they can be redeemed. If you said these saplings are hekdesh until they're uprooted, or this talus is hekdesh until it's burned, they have no redemption. The Gemara says, "Ra kasiyos amelech mirashim raboim, ra delekem mashreshis abar, ra amah harinatiyos elu korban imeno mikatzos, talazu korban imeno nisrefes nikra." The Gemara asks if one saw the king's officers cutting saplings and coming, or he saw a fire coming and said these saplings are korban if they are not uprooted, or this talus is korban if it's not burned or torn, and they were saved, are they kadosh retroactively, or from now when they were saved and onwards, normally with a tanai of if it takes effect from when it's fulfilled. However, here, perhaps he intended to be makdish immediately, so that the kedusha will cause them to be saved. What difference does it make? Ne'enem ehen, intemo namafeyan, kitchoy mal, intemo mikan lahabole mal. He answers, one benefited from them, if they are kaddish retroactively, he transgressed me'ilah. If they are kaddish from now onwards, he was not mal. Hizkiya amal, pidyoin chazu lekedush asal. If he redeemed them, Hezekiah says, they return to be Hegdish. V'yochan amar pidyon pidyon. V'yochan said, if you redeem them, they are redeemed, they remain chulim. Nasnisim pliga al Rabbi Yochanan ein la pidyon. We have a question against Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah says they have no pidyon. Atala l'kushi yikatsusu ein lahem pidyon. One says, once they're cut, they have no need for redemption. Am Rabbi Yossi, Chizkiya said that if you redeem them, they return to be Hekdish. When the Magdish redeemed them, but if someone else redeemed them, the Kedush is uprooted. Rafe should say, Dubyosi, Tamanu Oimer, Pidyon Pakamen Kedush Asan, Racho Amal, Nises Laache Le Pakamena Kedushin. Dubyosi seems to contradict himself. There he said that if someone else redeemed them, the kedush is uprooted, and here he said that if one was mekadosh a woman, take effect after she will marry and be divorced, if she married someone else, perhaps the kedushin is not uprooted from her. Indeed, in that case, the kedushin is surely uprooted from her. Yossi asked about one who gave to her two putos, one to be mekadosh now, and one to be mekadosh after you'll divorce her. What's the law? The Gemara does not answer that question.